The new human rights minister in Iraq's interim government has a big job ahead. Bakhtiar Amin, 45 years old, has been an activist for more than 20 years. Now he has to convince Iraqis that human rights will be respected in sovereign Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Bakhtiar Amin's office is filled with flowers, baskets of congratulations for a man whose work outside the country matches his job in the new caretaker government. Amin founded the Coalition for Justice in Iraq, 275 international organizations dedicated to bringing Saddam Hussein to trial. His first challenge as a government minister is in a place that evokes memories of the old regime as well as the U.S. occupation, Abu Ghraib Prison. He attended the first U.S. court-martial of an American soldier involved in the torture scandal.
I saw the soldier crying and apologizing, and he showed remorse, and that has never happened in Iraq's history.
But Amin believes the U.S. military investigation is not enough. He wants to open Iraqi prisons to human rights groups. His ministry has already sent in staff.
I have 9 people working on Abu Ghraib prison, 7 lawyers, social worker, psychiatrist. My team can see anyone whom they want to. The feedback that I have is that it's improving.
He's tough on American failures, just as tough on Arab commentators who he says have only now discovered human rights.
They should do it also about human rights situations within their own countries. The prisons of Syria, Iran, Egypt, Saudi Arabia are not 5-star hotels.
Amin keeps a frenetic schedule despite heavy security. 2 white vans loaded with armed guards in the bumper-to-bumper Baghdad traffic.
My wife went through also an assassination attempt a week ago.
About 100 Iraqis attend this meeting, representatives of non-governmental organizations which focus on human rights, women's rights, and the environment. This is new in Iraq. Amin is here to encourage them.
Certain dark forces intimidates, harass them on a daily basis. Some have liquidated some activists, so we need to support them.
A few days later, he and his wife Sophia, a longtime political activist too, host a reception to honor the new government, which includes 6 women ministers out of 28. Amin welcomes them and Western diplomats.
Ambassador of Portugal, Ambassador of Greece.
The speakers vow to build on the progress for women as waiters weave through the crowd serving fruit juice and small snacks. These Iraqis know each other. They've worked together for the last year and are happy to be out on a warm summer night despite the ongoing violence. The new Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, mingles in the crowd. He, too, is talking about human rights.
We will support this right, and we will definitely try to give whatever help we can and assistance to move into a civilized, positive, constructive society.
For a few hours at least, Baghdad almost seems like a normal place. But the outside perimeter of this house is heavily guarded by American armored personnel carriers. As the guests walk out into the dark, American soldiers say goodnight, exchanging the few words of Arabic they've learned with a well-dressed crowd. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.